Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, the Baal Tzitz Eliezer. So he has a very, very interesting tshuva in Chelek Yud Gimel and Siman Ayin Tes. He was asked about an older tzaddikus, a righteous woman, who donated a beautiful cover for a Beis HaKnesses for the Torah where her husband davened. She wanted to do something nice, to make something for her husband Shul. So she made, knitted, sewed, whatever it was, a mantle, a cover for the Sefer Torah. So when she donated the cover, she inscribed her name on the cover as a zikara. She should be remembered. 50 years from now, they should remember there was a lady who made the mantle. They should remember this person. So when she came to give the Torah cover to the shul, so some of the people in the shul didn't want to accept it because they didn't think it was proper for a woman's name to be inscribed on the Torah cover. It wasn't sanua to have a woman's name inscribed on the mantle for a Torah. So the Tzitz Eliezer replied with the issue in this halacha. He wanted to respond to this. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yeridaya, in the end of Hilchot Stuck in Siman Reish Mem Tes, this is based on Shuvas HaRash ben Chelek Aleph and Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Mi, Shemek Maktish Davar L'Tzedakah, Mutter Lo Shiyichtov Shema Alav, if you donate something to Tzedakah, you can put your name on it, She'elo Zikaron V'Roy Lassos Kain, you should be remembered, and it's proper, it's a Roy, it's a good thing to do, put your name on it. I know that in some yeshivas, every single light switch and every single, you know, every single thing, every single cup has somebody's name on it. So it's a good thing to publicize the person's name who gave tzedakah. So what's the tshuva of the Rash? For the Rash, what? Better not to be anonymous. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So what's the tshuva of the Rash? For the Rashba says that a tzibur has no right to stop a donor from inscribing their name on what they donate. That they say, I want to put my name on the Aron Kodesh, I want to put it over here. And the Tzibur says, no, we don't want your name all over this. So the Rashba says, 100%. He's allowed to, 100%, and he should, it's proper. He says that the Midah of the Torah is to publicize those who do mitzvos. The Torah always tells us who does the right thing. Reuven saved Yosef, Boaz gave food to Rus, and he quite cites the famous Medrash. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Baha Kasav Lomar, Kesha'adam Osa Mitzvah Yasa B'Lev Shalom, when a person does a mitzvah, you should do it B'Lev Shalom, with a full intent. Ilu Hayodea Ruvain Shah Kasav Massive Alav, if Ruvain would have known what they would have said about him, Vayishma Ruvain Vaitzalem Yadam, that he saved Yosef from the hands of the brothers, B'Katfo Hayam Metino Malicho Yitzchak, he would have put Yosef on his shoulders and carried him back to his father. That the Torah would have said about Aaron, he went to see Moshe, his brother, Besimcha, after he was passed over to be the Moshiach Shal Yisrael, he would have gone with a band and instruments to go greet Moshe. If Boaz would have known what the Megillah would have said about him, that he gave a little bit of food to Rus, he would have given a whole dinner to Rus, a fat cow to Rus to eat. Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Yoshua, Tesekni, Shem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, L'sha'avar Adam Osa Mitzvah Navi Kosva. In the olden days, when a person did the mitzvah, so who wrote it down? The Navi wrote it down. V'achshav Adam Osa Mitzvah Mikosva. Who writes down? Who publicizes our mitzvahs nowadays? Eliyahu V'melech HaMashiach V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu, Melech HaMashiach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chosim Ayadeim. They sign it in Shemaim Shnemar. As Nidbru Yirei Hashem, Isha Rayehu, V'yakshav Hashem V'yishma V'yikasei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes down your mitzvahs in Shemaim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes down your mitzvahs, says the Rashba, then certainly you should write down the mitzvahs and publicize the mitzvahs as other people do as well. So this is the source. This is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So why shouldn't this woman have her name publicized on the mitzvah and tzedakah that she did? So the Tzitz Eliezer says he never heard of someone not inscribing the name because it could lead to hirhurim, improper thoughts, by seeing a woman's name. The name of a woman on the parochus of a Torah cover. And then he brings from Rav Shabtai Lipschitz, the Sefer HaEshel, the Lakutei Shoshanim and the Marecha Shin, was asked about a man who donated a parochus to a shul, and he had the name of him and his mother inscribed on the parochus. So again, there are people in the shul and said, oh, a woman's name on the parochus? That's not proper. It's not sanu. It's going to cause improper thoughts. So writes Rav Shabtai Lipschitz, it's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tes Vav. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says that those who say Rachav, the name of Rachav, aroused Hihurim by saying her name, the mere mention of her name would inspire, you know, such thoughts for her. And Ya'al, by listening to her voice, and Rav Avadya Yosef in his tshuva about Kol Isha and Chayel Kav and Yabi Omer, uses this statement about Ya'al to support the principle that there's no issue of Kol Isha if you don't know what the woman looks like at all. The Gemara there says it has to be Yadua Umakira. You have to know and recognize the person. But if you hear a lady singing somewhere on the radio, something like that, a recording, or even live, but you don't know what the woman looks like, says Rabbi Yosef, it's not a problem, because what are you going to have your Hurim about? You have nothing to think about. So what are you going to have thoughts about? So therefore he said that was his Shita. There's the famous Samaisa. He was a very big fan of the Egyptian singer Katum, who was a popular Egyptian singer, until somebody showed him a picture of Katum and he had to stop listening, because now he knew what she looked like. But until then, he used to listen to her because he didn't know what she looked like. Other poskim disagree. They say that Kol Isha is not a din in hirhurim of what you may think about. It's the very act of getting benefits from a woman singing, even the very act of getting pleasure is the erva, not what you may come to do. But this Gemara is a raya for that as well. Avigail, by remembering her, Michal Bashal, by her appearance, all these things would lead a person to inappropriate thoughts. So ask all of the Mefarshim, what's the point of that Gemara? To know who's beautiful? What is that coming to teach us? So perhaps it was to teach us that when it comes to all other women, we're not concerned about the mention of their name or remembering them. That these four women were exceptional. What? Yeah, this is the Mefarshim. This is Rav Shabtai Lipschitz saying, what's the point of that Gemara? What a strange Gemara to tell us who is more beautiful. It's not something you would think would end up in a Gemara. So he says, the point was to tell us, Bederach Klal, mentioning, seeing a name, thinking, things like that, those things are usher. These four women were exceptional in their status, but for other people, it's not a problem. And therefore, if you see a woman's name on a paroches or a mantle for a Sefer Torah, what's the big deal, he says? And he says, not only is it not a problem for the man to write the name of his mother on the paroches, but it's kibud avim, he's honoring his mother, and therefore, having his mother's name on Dvarim Shebekdusha is a big mitzvah for him to do. The Tzitz Eliezer then adds that when it comes to the Mishkan, we know that women donated a number of their personal items for the Kior in different parts of the Mishkan, for the laver where the Kohanim would wash their hands, the mirrors the Jewish women used to make themselves beautiful for their husband, the Kumas, it's a lot of debate what the Kumas is, but it was some sort of item that had to do with the private or personal parts of the woman that was used as well in building the Mishkan. And if these items were placed in the Mishkan and they didn't cause hirhurim and things like that, then Kol Shekein, a lady's name inscribed on a piece of felt, is not going to make such a big deal at the end of the day. And then it says, as it concludes, and he cites a Tshuvas of the Maharsham and Chelek Vav, who discusses the case of a woman who was embroidered a cover for the Amud, where the Chazan would stand and daven for the Tzibor. And the woman signed her name in secular letters, whatever language she spoke, in secular letters on the piece that she made. So the Maharsham questions whether using those secular letters are a problem. But the Maharsham doesn't say anything about a woman's name being there. So says it to Eliezer. His only issue is it proper to use secular letters or something like that when inscribing on the cover for the Amud? But it's a woman's name. The Maharsham doesn't say a word. And therefore, he says it's clear that it's not a problem at all. The Tzitz Eliezer doesn't quote a tshuva of the Bach. The Bach writes in Siman Yud Zayin, he was asked about a parochus that was made from an old dress of a prominent woman in the community. There was a lady who was very prominent, and they took her dress and they turned it into a parochus. The woman's name was also sewn into the parochus as a zech of her neshama, and the parochus was torn. So they wanted to take that parochus and turn it into a cover for the Amud. The Bach explains that it's not appropriate to make a parochus from a woman's clothing because of issues of Yerhurim, but he has no problem with her name being on it, and therefore, says the Bach, as it says, we could assume as well from the Tzitz Eliezer that there's no problem inscribing the woman's name at the end of the day. There is one machmer, there's always a machmer. So the Munkacher Rebbe writes in the Darkei Chaim V'Shalom and Os Reish Mem Vav, he records that his minog was not to allow a woman's name inscribed in any of the Judaica in the shul. He writes, Hikbid ma'od shelo yimatza al mi'il shal sefer Torah or paroches shal aron kodesh, shem shal isha, no names of women, klal, v'amar hagam, t'lo shayach hirhur rak b'shemakira. He says, it's true, we only have yehurim if I recognize the person. Ach b'makam kodosh, but in a holy place, tzarech l'harchik b'cholof, and you have to be even more careful. She'av shar ve'echad hisnadei paroches b'beis ha-midrasho, and someone gave a paroches and it said, ploni ben plonis, things like that, and they took off the plonus, they took off the mother's name, didn't have any names of women on the parochus, but we can see that the minhag is not like that, and we do inscribe bas. What? I'm not sure. We got to go check. Got to find, go on a hunt. But we know about the Munkach, but I assume in most Bate Knessios, they do have a woman's name inscribed and things like that. And that is probably the minhag in Israel. Okay.